just the 12 verses we have just read, did you find anything special, such as joy, happiness, gifts, giving, gifts, emotional experience, excitement? Do you find that? Not really. Paul says, I am in prison, right? He wrote this letter when he is in prison. And this time he is about to die. If you were in prison and you're going to write to someone, we're going to write. Well, we never, none of us was in prison, right? But if you are sent, if you were sent to your room by your parents, say, you're going to stay up there for the whole evening. No computer, no internet, no Facebook, no games for the whole evening. When you sit there by yourself for the whole evening, then you're going to write to someone. What are you going to write? You're going to write, I am in prison, right? I feel lousy. Think about it. If you were sent to your room, or if you sent to your principal's office all by yourself, and you're going to write to someone, we're going to write. Or you were stood up by your date, whatever, and you were sent and stay in the room by yourself for a whole evening. You're going to write to someone, what are you going to write? You're going to write to, I feel terrible, right? This is just not fair. That's exactly what happened to Paul. This was not fair. Because if you read his letter, he says he was in prison. He suffers. Not because he did something wrong. He said he suffered because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have you ever suffered or been treated badly because of something had nothing to do with you? Have you done anything? Have you ever tried to help someone and be nice to someone and get a dirty look? Have you ever had that happen to you? Never? Yeah, you must have. You must have tried to be nice to someone. Have you? Well, you never have been nice to someone. I'm scared. Have you ever been nice to someone? Come on. Yes. Yes. And in return, you were treated with a dirty look. Have you ever that happened to you? Yes. How do you feel then? Great. No. You feel lousy. Then what are you going to say to yourself? I'm going to do this to this person again? I'm going to be nice to this person again? Would you say that? Probably not. I'm telling you, this is when you suffer for the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you try to be nice to someone, and in return, you get a cold shoulder. When that happened to you next time, think about what Paul feels when he wrote this letter. He was in prison, not because he violated any law, broke any law, because his own people, Jews, wanted him to die just because he didn't go along with them. And he was being nice to them. The only reason they wanted him to die because he was telling them the truth. The truth is, you Jews are not all self-righteousness. You are not self-righteous. You think you're great, you're good. You are short of being good. The only way you can be good is not by practicing all the traditional rules going to church, doing this, doing that, that itself is not good enough. You have to come to Jesus Christ, come to Him, and confess your sinner. Because they don't take that. Because you know, Jews in those days, they knew all the Bible teaching. But when I say Bible, means Old Testament teaching of that time. They knew all what do's and don'ts, but they don't have this comfort. They don't have this power. They don't have this love in their heart. So they just keep doing what it's supposed to do. Go to the church, practice this, doing that, doing that. Once in a while, they may broke the rules and law, but they immediately say, okay, that we'll just try harder. They keep doing that. But when it comes to trusting Jesus Christ, they have no idea. So that's why they rejected Jesus Christ. They think by themselves, by trying hard enough, they can be good in front of God. But Paul said, that's not possible. For that, they hated Paul, just because they disagree with them. Have you ever disagreed with a good friend of yours and get rejected? Then when they say, let's do this, they say, no, I don't think so. Then they rejected you. Then you're all alone in the room by yourself. They all went to the happy place, so-called. How do you feel then? You feel lousy. That's exactly what happened to Paul. He didn't do anything deserving to be put in prison. But he was in prison. Not because the Roman emperor or Roman government wanted him to be, because his own people put him there. And he was nice to them. Not because he was trying to make them happy all the time. Try to make a distinction between being nice and to make people happy. Sometimes you can be nice and make people angry. That's exactly what happened to Paul. When he told the truth, people hated him. These days, we are so mixed up. We think being nice is to make people happy. On the contrary, we try to offend the people all the time in the name of we're telling the truth. Sometimes we go to the extreme. We're so, you know, self-centered. We wrap up in ourselves, and we try to just want people to do things our way. Then we make all the statements that people rejected us, rightfully so, because we're so self-centered. We think we're right. But we are not doing according to the book of Jesus Christ. But in the same time, we try to make people happy so they can love us. They can smile at us. We do anything, go to any extra mile to make people smile at me. I'll do anything. Just be nice to me. When you're nice to people and get rejected, that's what happened to Paul. In that case, guess what he's going to write? He's going to write people, so don't follow me. You know, I'm so terrible. No, he didn't say that.